I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The town of Rocky Ford will pay $1.3 million to the family of a man who was shot to death by a police officer. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation found that on-duty police officer James Ashby had no reason to believe Jack Jacquez was committing a crime before Ashby shot him. The officer was sentenced to 16 years in prison for second-degree murder. Ashby was the first Colorado police officer to face charges for an on-duty shooting in more than 20 years. And Coloradans rank sixth in the nation for financial security, according to a new scorecard. But as KUNC economy reporter Jackie Fortier discovered, low-wage jobs and high housing costs keep many people from saving.
More than a quarter of Colorado households have so little savings, they couldn't live at the poverty level for just 3 months. According to the annual Prosperity Now scorecard, over one-fifth of jobs in the state pay low wages, like in the service industry, which doesn't provide workers with a reliable income. Casey Wiedrich is the director for applied research at the Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group.
Research from the Federal Reserve found that 40% of people who experienced volatility struggle to pay their bills at least once because of the ups and downs in their income.
When it comes to home affordability, Colorado ranks near the bottom, 44th in the nation. The state's lowest performing measure is in college attainment by race. White adults in Colorado are over 2 times as likely to hold a 4-year college degree than adults of color. I'm Jackie Fortier.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.